You're listening to a message from Victory Fort Bonifacio. Get the latest updates by visiting victoryfort.org or like us on facebook.com/victoryfort.
All that matters. Sabi ko ng mga single, sa wakas may meron ng series for me, hindi para sa ito. Hindi lang ito pa singles, okay? And we're gonna talk about all that matters. And I think Pastor Christian did a wonderful job last week. Meron siyang tanong, di ba? Kung nasusunog yung bahay nyo. Ako rin may tanong ngayon. If pagising mo in the middle of the night, nasusunog yung bahay mo, maganda yung tanong niya. Pero ako, yung tanong ko, walang preset na napipiliin. If, for example lang, kasi mabait si Pastor Christian, ayaw niya nang maisip niyo nasusunog yung bahay niyo. Ako, hindi ako mabait, okay? So, anong una mong ililigtas? Kunyari, nasusunog ang bahay mo. Nagising ka out of the blue. You have family and all. Ano una mong ililigtas? Ikaw ate, ano una mong ililigtas?
My kids ko. Yung dalawang anak.
Dalawang anak mo. Dalawang, parang dalaga ka pa, ha? Wala si Churong, may anak ka. Dalawang anak, okay? Ikaw ate, pagka nasunog ang bahay mo, anong ililigtas mo? Yan? Mukhang kailangan mo ililigtas ngayon, nakatulog na, okay? Ikaw kuya, kung nasunog bahay mo, anong gagawin mo agad? Ano una mong ililigtas?
Damit.
Damit? Kasi nakahubad ka. Okay ka rin, ha? Tama naman, di ba? Parang nakahubad ka, nagtatatakbo ka doon, di ba? So, ikaw, Sir Dan, ano unang maliligtas pag may sunog sa bahay nyo? Mayaman to, eh? Why? Wise ka. Okay, point. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because, pag tiningnan mo, pag may sunog, parang ordered ang priority mo, right? I mean, no-brainer. We have a dog, Matcha. Okay, and then for example, meron kang curved TV na 150,000, okay? Wala akong TV ganyan, okay? Si Matcha, more or less, mga 5,000 lang yan sa Tendisitas. Okay? And you have a 200,000 TV. Who among you here, ililigtas mo yung TV? Who among you, ililigtas mo yung aso? Right? No-brainer, di ba yung TV? Right? But come to think of it, listen up, 5,000 Shih Tzu, worth 200,000 na TV, ang una mong ililigtas yung Shih Tzu, di ba? Why is it, pagka may crisis or merong matter of life and death, ordered ang ating priorities? How come wala ko narinig? Una ko yung kotse, una ko yung NMD ko, una ko yung, si Kuya, damit, mukhang walang asawa at anak to, okay? Kaya tingin ko, damit lang ang pakayamanan na to, okay? Mali, tagot mo, yung bihira ka para di natin to kinabisado kanina. So, hindi na, wag bayaran. So parang, how come we value relationship, right? How in the world, Shih Tzu or TV, no-brainer, will go for a Shih Tzu? Why? But here's the problem. In the daily course of life, pag walang sunog, we sometimes trade the ultimate to what's seemingly urgent. I'm guilty of this. Some of you are guilty of this. Don't you just wish na ang ating decision-making process is based kung may nasusunog? Na parang pa-priority mo yung anak mo, pa-priority mo yung Shih Tzu mo, pa-priority mo yung mga bagay that really matters at the end. And this series is all about that. Knowing what really matters at the end. Because ang katutak ang mga failures natin, isang katutak ang unhappiness mo, isang katutak ang regrets natin. You know why? Zig Ziglar brilliantly quote this, "The chief cause of failure and unhappiness is trading what you want most for what you want now." Ano ibig sabihin yan? Hindi ko rin alam. Ang ganda pakinggan. Parang ang talino eh. Pero nahihilo rin ako eh. Ang ganda ng layout ng kaibigan ko si Meds. But seriously, we oftentimes, or most of the time, we often trade what you want most for what you want now. Who among you here, you want a great marriage? Come on. Mga single. Future, o kahit married ka, you want a great marriage? Yeah. But why you're having sex now? Hindi mo na maasawa yan. Nagkita mo yung points ko? Who want to have a long life? Gusto mo long life, good health? Wala? So gusto niyo lang mamatay? You want long life. Eh bakit ngayon, puro bisyo ka? Ba't hanggang umaga ka sa Netflix? Tapos nag-yossi, alak, drugs. Gusto mo ng long life, hindi naman nakikita sa ngayon. You want something so parang desperately in the future. But today, kabaliktaran yung ginagawa mo, right? I don't know, maybe it's just me. But we often trade what we want most for what you want now. Most especially millennials. Sakit namin to, mga millennials. Hindi, Melinya ako. Hindi ako Melinya sa noo, okay? Matanda na, okay? Yung totoong millennial, sakit nyo to eh. Ang mga millennials, napakahiksi ng kanila. I know this, I have two millennials in the house. Yung mga maids namin, okay? Napakahiksi ng tolerance sila sa pain. They want everything immediate gratification. Ayoko na sa call center na to. Lipat ako na ibang trabaho. Napakahiksi ng tolerance sa pain. They always want things now because they grew up in technology. Pag ayaw, i-X lang. Isang katutak ang option sa internet. Pag ayaw, out, 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 out. And they want it now. And then suffer later. What if I tell you that this series is all about filtering through biblical lens what really matters at the end? We want to live fewer regrets. We don't want you 80 years old, gray and old, and here you are, you're saying, sana inuna ko na lang bala yung pamilya ko. Eto ako, dami kong condo, dami kong pera, dami kong Rolex, dami kong iPhone, pero yung mga anak ko, kaya lang nandito, pinagdadasal na lang mamatay ako. Pag-aawayan pa nila yung kung paano partihan ng mga kayamanan ko. Anybody here? You have so much regrets, yung mga matatanda lang. Wala matanda rin sa ano na to, okay? Anybody here, you have so much regrets? Pinabayaan mo yung marriage mo? Nag-abroad ka ng 30 taon? Pag-uwi mo, kala mo sa anak mo, sino ka? Bisita ka ba rito? Tay, anak mo ko. Nung minsan tinawagan mo, nasa abroad ka, Junjun, nasa ka na? At tay, nasa ospital. Ano nangyari? Ba't nasa ospital ka? Ba't di ka nagsatawag sa akin? Ano? Atay, nurse ako. Hello. Hindi mo alam, nurse na anak mo. Ang tagal mo, chong. Di ba, makagets? Hindi nila nagets eh. Long distance, tumawag. Hospital, nurse. Ayun! Palakpakan natin sila. Kasama na natin sila, mga kapatid. Di ba? Anybody here, we want to live life with fewer regrets, isn't it? We don't want to end up gray and old, and you have so much regret in your marriage, you have so much regret in your parenting, you have so much regret in life, and only to find out what you pursued was just temporary. Ang galing mong politiko, kilala ka ng buong barangay mo, lahat ng lamay, burol, nandong ka, and yet hindi ka kilala ng anak mo. Oh, wow, that's a poor trade, my friend. Ang galing mo negosyante, Rotary Club of the Year, whatever president ka, you're winning the battles outside of homes and you're losing the battle in front of your very homes. It's not worth it. That's why this series is all about this. That hopefully we can have a biblical lens. This one matters. This one, hindi. This one, urgent. This one, important. This one, ultimate. This one, you'll use biblical lens in order for us to see what really matters at the end. And tonight, I'm just going to present to you two pursuits. Maganda itong pag-uusapan natin that drives our two perspectives na i-offer ko sa inyo. And eventually, what I'm going to offer to you are two proposals. Let me just, let's play this out. I'm your investment consultant. Parang ako yung, ano nyo, financial advisor, if you want to call it. Parang ako ngayon, kausap ko kayo, I'm going to be asking you to invest, right? So, I'll be offering you two proposals. But those two proposals will be directly driven by two perspectives. It's such a powerful force na kahit gusto mo itong isang proposal, hindi mo kaya because you're using a lens, a perspective, an outlook that's driven by who are you pursuing. So okay ba? Great. So let me start with the two proposals that I'm going to propose to you. And we're going to look at the Bible in Matthew chapter 6. Open your Bible to Matthew chapter 6. All that matters, Bible. Ang ganda ng iPhone mo, wala ka pang Bible, okay? So, buksan natin ang ating Biblia. The two proposals. It says here, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth. There you go. There's the first portfolio. I'm an investment manager. I'm offering you this portfolio. Sir, ma'am, would you like to invest in this? Treasure on earth. And Jesus, this is the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus was saying, huwag kang mag-invest for yourself treasures on earth. Now, this was written 2,000 years ago. It's hard to secure possession during that time, okay? Wala pang ganong banko, walang ref, Kung gusto mo mag-stock ng maraming pagkain, asin lang yung ginagamit nila to preserve food. Wala pang ganong technology na mga pesticide. So if you want, mag-imbak na isang katutak na wheat and pagkain, pwedeng kainin ng mga kung ano-anong bagay. And sabi dito, do not lay up for yourselves treasure on earth where moth and rust destroy. At yung magnanakaw, it's easy to break in. Wala pang mga CCTV, wala pang mga electric fence during the time. And talking about rust, pag sinabi yung rust, it's something na kakainin lang, kahit gano'n ka-shiny yung car mo. I remember this true to life story in 1957. On June 15 in Tulsa, Oklahoma, they want to commemorate yung 50 years nila in the future. So, backtrack natin, 1957. Ibinaon nila to sa lupa, yung brand new na Plymouth. Okay? Ang tawag nila si Miss Belle Devere. Yun yung model na to. And then, nilagyan nila ng sangkatutak na mga mga memorabilias. Tapos, it's kind of like a lottery type of event as well. So, yung time capsule, ilulubog nila to for 50 years dito sa isang underground vault na supposed to be ay nuclear proof. Okay, during the time, Cold War. So, nilagay nila doon, pinahulaan nila sa mga population nila during that time. Guess how many ang magiging population after 50 years ng Tulsa, Oklahoma? So, yung pinaka-nearest na hula sa kanya mapupunta yung kotse after 50 years. You get the point? So, uhukayin nila yung kotse ulit after 50 years. And they did that in 2007. It's actually a nationwide news during that time. So they're expecting something na excited sila, 50 years, ni walang gumamit, ito na ang magiging itsura. So excited sila. Lumabas yung kotse, full of mud and water. It's supposed to be nuclear proof, hindi nga lang waterproof, okay? So excited na kung sino mananalo and all. So somebody won, patay na yung nanalo, so yung nearest of kin. So nung inangat nila yung kotse, major event during that time, sobrang bulok. Walang mapakinabangan kahit isa. Wala, walang may gustong kumuha. Walang gustong museum because for 50 years, nabulok lang siya. In fact, in CBS News, that buried car, a bucket of rust. Wow. And sometimes we put investment on things that will never last. From and the verse is saying, yung rust, yung moth, yung mga lakos mo, yung mga Armani mo. Now, don't get me wrong, if you're wearing branded, this is not a guilt trip sermon, okay? So I'm just saying, where is your heart leaning to when investing? I mean, pag tinignan mo, nag-invest ka sa phone nung araw, sino dito inabot nyo yan? Hindi ko inabot yung mga unang Nokia, alright? Yung tatay nyo, yung social na nung araw, ang laki ng mga cellphone, kasi ang laki ng ref, nasa kotse. Hello, anak, kumusta ka na? Paglagdayal, ganun, okay? Pero cellphone, social. So you're investing on things na bukas, maaaring wala na. There's no assurance. Do not put your trust in wealth, the Bible says, which is so uncertain. What this verse is saying, okay, our worldly possessions are vulnerable. Na outdated, laging may update, babagal yung gamit mo. And then, not to mention identity theft, right? We just received a Viber text blast from a friend na ingatan daw yung mga credit card because yung her friend na hack yung credit card. Mga estudyante lang yung nangahack. Imagine, estudyante yung nahack lang yung mga credit cards natin. So, physical things and worldly wealth are false security. So if you think that bag will give you a greater sense of identity and security, Jesus is saying, don't put your trust in wealth. That is so uncertain. That's a lousy security. That's a lousy sense of identity. If you're looking for watches for your sense of identity, Jesus is saying, wow, man, naloloko ka ng mga marketers and advertisers. That's a lousy parang source of identity and security. So what this verse is saying, if you put your trust in on earth, there's just zero guarantee. Before I preach this to bring more confidence sa akin, pag nagpipreach, I talk to people na magagaling sa ganyan. So I talk to one of my friends, he's a great investment consultant. So yun ang line of duty niya. Sabi ko, bro, si Ton, sabi ko, Ton, Kaya mong magbigay ng guarantee ng mga taong nagbebenta ng mga investment? Sabi niya, Pastor, bawal yon because we cannot actually give full guarantee. Okay? Lagi sasabihin nila, ito yung past performance namin for the past 5 years, but they cannot give you na, ito, Jeff, 100% after a year, 30% ano. Pagka doon guaranteed ka, most likely scam yon. Pag sinabi sa'yo, nako, monthly, meron kang 20% guaranteed. Nakakatakot yon. Because sabi nung kaibigan ko, there's so much variables at play. Stock market for one, very volatile. Geopolitical noise ng isang lugar, magkaroon lang ng rumors of war, nung namatay nga lang, nung nabalitaan lang, nabalitan, namatay si Steve Jobs, nung buhay pa, nagkagulo agad ang Apple stocks, right? Calamities, supply and demand, so these things will never guarantee you an assurance sa pag nag-invest ka, lalaki. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying huwag ka mag-invest. I'm just saying, mamaya malaman natin, where is your heart leaning to? And then sabi, rather, sinasabi ng investment consultant, why don't you just lay for yourself treasure in heaven? Jeff, medyo nahilo ko doon. Ano yung may ATM sa langit ba? Paano? Saan kami mag-deposit? Because Jesus is saying, in heaven, neither moth nor rust destroys, and thieves do not break in and steal. How can we lay treasure in heaven? I'm here on earth. Well, for one, in Colossians 3, ito, this is one way. We're going to go to the details because for the next 2 weeks, we're going to be talking more of this. Generosity and stuff like that and good stewardship of money. But then for the meantime, how can we invest in the kingdom of God? If you're here and you're working, it says here, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. As working for the Lord, not for human masters. So if you're an employee, if you're a housewife, if you're a janitor, whatever you find your hands doing, consider mo now you're working for God. And then sabi sa verse 24, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. So sinasabi dito, magkaka-inheritance daw tayo kay Lord as a reward. I love that because we're looking for something, we're looking forward to something. I'm a janitor. I'm cleaning toilets for the glory of God. I'm a housewife. I'm taking care of my children for the glory of God. I'm a COO of a company and I know na yung ginagawa kong pamamalakad sa kumpanya na to, I'm doing this for the glory of God. Pagka ganun ang peg mo, pagka ganun ang default mo, even without the boss looking, you're gonna do things righteously. You're gonna do things right. Persevering under persecution, the Bible says, you will have your reward also. Yesterday, we met a teacher, okay? Itong teacher na to, si Mrs. Malyari. Teacher siya ng pastor natin, dalawa na to. You know, Pastor Lester and Pastor Brian? Mga tomador sa Yumak yan. Yan yung pumapasok ng nakainom and all. Mga ano, kaya nga sabi ni Mrs. Malyari, nagmulat ako, mga pastor na kayo. Sabi kay Brian, hindi ka na umiinom. Sabi, umiinom pa rin akong tubig. Pero hindi makapaniwala si Mrs. Malyari kasi alam niya itong dalawa na to, mga kolokoy ng University of Makati. And how come, naging pastor, how come binago ni Lord? And so we just pray for Mrs. Malyari. She's been a teacher for 41 years. Tapos nung kinakausap namin, just yung passion niya is to see students talaga na lumaking maayos. And she's part of mga teachers that we trained, just in case you're not aware, sila Joyce, they're part of our campus ministry. Sila Ria before na nandito. Sila po ay nakatalaga sa mga school na kapaligid dito sa Taguig. So meron tayo sa STI, sa anywhere, okay? Na dito sa Taguig. And what they do is, they reach out to students. At yung mga teacher po na to ng UMAC, tinrain natin yesterday on how to teach students about LIFE, yung Leadership, Integrity, Faith, and Excellence. So, silang po mga teacher na to, pinayagan po sila ng kanilang parang president sa senior high school. Nandun po, pinag-pray din namin si Mrs. Benosa. Siya po ay asawa rin ng pastor and she has a heart for kids, mga senior high school na ma-raise up for the glory of God. That's why she allowed her teachers mag-train dito to train the students for the glory of God. That, my friend, is about laying treasures in heaven. And then, in-encapsulate pa ni Jesus, simple lang naman malaman kung nasan yung treasure mo o yung heart mo. Where your heart is, there your heart will be also. Let me ask you this question. Nasaan ang puso mo? Pastor, nasa kanya eh. Hindi yun. Where your treasure is, there your heart will follow. Simple lang malaman kung nasa puso mo. Check mo yung credit card bill mo. Check mo where you spend most of your time with. Your time, by the way, ang wealth is not just money, okay? Your time, your talent, your treasure. Where do you spend most of those three? Saan mo in-invention time mo? Kung 6 hours ka sa YouTube at Facebook at mga YouTuber na pinafollow mo at 2 minutes kang quiet time, there you have it. There's your God. Okay? Anybody here nag-stocks ka? Right? Dati wala ka namang pakialam sa kumpanya na hindi mo narinig ever. Tapos all of a sudden, bumili ka ng stocks. Right? Ngayon, all of a sudden, tinitek mo agad sa dyaryo bago yung headline, yung munang kumpanya na yon. Bakit? Nandun na yung pera mo eh. And God is saying, it's easy to see where your heart is. Check mo lang kung saan mo ini-invest yung pera mo, yung time mo, yung talent mo. And some of us, we can say that God is our God. But where you lay your treasure will reveal kung sino talaga yung God natin. And God is not after your treasure. You think pag di ka nag-tights, maghihirap yung heaven? Parang hindi tayo nag-tights ngayon na makulimlim. Ha? Parang kulang sa stars. Hindi nag-tights yata yung mga taga-victory. Kunyari, hindi ka nag-tights, tingin mo, bababa ang level ng oxygen. Mag-tights ka. Puro helium, di ba? You know, God is not after your money. I mean, God is not after your money, God is after your heart. Because God knows where your money is, there your heart as well. So, 2 proposals lang. Where are we investing our money? On earth, marami kang mga temporal stuff, marami kang mga bagay na binibili dito sa temporary, or on heaven, investing on the kingdom, supporting missionaries and campus missionaries. Saan natin ino-offer yung ating mga kayamanan? And then, hindi natin masisi because perspective, everybody say perspective. Perspective is such a powerful force. Yung pananaw mo, yung upbringing mo, the way you use a lens drives your behavior. And then sinabi dito, let's look at the next verse. 3 verses lang pag-aaralan natin dito. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. Okay? Yung background po ng statement na to, yung Jewish concept nila of eye being the window of the soul. So for example, you enter a room na madilim, kahit maayos ang mata mo, kahit 20-20 ka, it's useless. Tama? Mababangga ka sa mga upuan. Pero once there's a light, yung light papasok sa mata mo, and then now makikita mo yung mga dapat mong iwasan. Now here's the problem. If your eye is bad, okay, this is a good eye. If your eye is bad, ibig sabihin, kahit na maraming liwanag sa kwarto, pero if your eye is bad, if your eye is sick, kung meron kang sore eyes or you're blind, it doesn't matter kahit gaano kaliwanag yung kwarto. Tama ba? Because your eye is bad, it's useless kahit gaano kaliwanag yung kwarto. Dark room, suddenly, parang nasa dark room ka. So the eye here speaks of the outlook of the heart. When Jesus used this, alam ng mga listener niya, yeah, yung eye namin. Sabi, because when your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? We're going to talk about perspective today. Perspective matters. Let me give you a short illustration, okay? I'm going to show some pictures on screen. Tingnan nyo lang kung ano yung makukot ng attention nyo. Wala kayo bang titingnan, isa lang, right? Go! Nakita nyo agad? Lahat tayo, Lazada. Okay, so ano yung nakita natin agad? Yung iba, aso, iba, kotse, yung iba. Sabi, Pastor, maganda yung mga book sa gilid. Wow, hindi kasama yon. Ito lang sa gitna, okay? So, party. You see, according to study, this is the first thing that most people think about when they wake up. Maganda to, it's a Reader's Digest study in America, okay? So, spoiler, hindi sex or phone ang hinahanap nila, okay? Ano yung nasa isip ng tao pagkising sa umaga? According to study, A new survey reports that most Americans first think of money and work when they wake up in the morning. Lalaki 56%, babae hindi naman nalayo 48%. They think of the meeting nung araw na yun nagagawin nila. They're thinking of check-in na issue nila, mapoponduhan ba o tatalbog? Naghahabol ng kota, puro paggising, negosyo agad. Anybody here? Meron ka kilalang ganon? Actually, kahit tulog, nag-iisip na negosyo. Pag nanaginip, ano? Sir, bili na kayo, bili na kayo. Ang hirap na, ano? Ang galing kahit tulog, nagbebenta. Because perspective matters. Kung yung pananaw mo sa buhay mo, you're poor, lumaki kang mahirap, you're deprived, kailangan ko kumita, and there's nothing wrong with that. Pero kung yun ang kumakain ng buong buhay mo, then we have a problem. Let me give this illustration. I want everyone's attention and focus attention. Wala mo na maghihigab, alright? I'm gonna show something on screen and you tell me ano yung nakikita mo. Go. What can you see? Bricks? Speaker, hindi ko kasama to, yung nasa screen lang, okay? Okay, great. Nagkakwentuhan ng iba. Nakita nyo ba yung cigar? May nakakita ng cigar? Sino nakita ng cigar? Taas kamay. Pito. Pito lang. 1,400 tayo rito. Yung mga nanonood sa TV, wala nakakita ng cigar? Ayun, no. Hindi nyo nakita kanina yan? O, tatanggalin ko yung alert. O, yan. Nakita nyo na? O, huwag nyo ulit. It's hard to unsee it, right? Hindi mo na matanggal sa ano mo ngayon. Nakita mo na yun, no? Tama ba? It's hard to unsee it, right? Kasi nakita mo na. And that's the problem with perspective. That's the problem with what you're seeing. Once you see it, once pinaniwalaan mo, once in-embrace mo, malaki, pinakatang mahirap, kailangan kitang yumaman, kailangan tayong kumita, just isa na lang. And then, you're gonna be driven by that. That's a powerful force, isn't it? And what among you here, nung bata ka, di ba, nung pinanganak ka nung nanay mo, gusto ng magulang mo, maging successful, tama ba? Wala naman dito, anak, huwag ka maligo ngayon. Ang goal ko, maging taong grasa ka. Okay? Ikaw ang pinakamaruming taong grasa ever. From birth, di ka nakatikim ng tubig. Meron man ganon? Wala. Nung pinanganak ka, gusto ng nanay mo, maging boss ka, maging successful ka. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. Gusto ng nanay mo, makapasok sa magandang school, para maging scholar ka ng high school, para sa kolehiyo, makapasok sa UP, Ateneo, whatever, okay? So, sasabihin ng nanay mo, magkakahal ka na ba? Magkakahal ka mabuti? O bakit, nai? Para yumaman ka, o tapos, para makapag-asawa ka ng maganda. Kasi, di ba, ganun, pag mayaman, ang ganda na napakasawa. Tama ba? Okay. So, kami lahat, ganun, okay? So, tapos, mapag-aaral mo yung anak mo, o tapos, mamatay ka na. Parang ang goal lang, pinag-aaral ka para mamatay ng mayaman. Nakita mo ba? Ang goal na magulang mo so that you can make it in life. Tama. Now, ito problema. Who defines that it? Pag nag-reunion kayo after 30 years ng mga kaklasmate mo nung high school, paano mong sasabihin, oh, I'm happy for you, you made it. Ngayon, paano mong sasabihin sa ibang kaklasmate mo, ay, housewife ka pala, no? I'm sorry for you, didn't make it. Ganun ba? And then, who defines that? Paano mo sasabihin, ay, nagpastor ka? Oh, ang lungkot mo naman. Ang galing mo pa naman. Dapat nag-artista ka. Hindi naman lahat ng gwapo nag-artista. Iba, pastor, ano? So, anyway, hindi ako yon. Kung makapalakpak do, oh. Tinalikuran ko nga yun. Tanong mo kay Pia. So anyway, who defines that it? Because the world defined that it for you. He will define it for you. The world will define it for you. Here's that, simple lang naman ang ano ng mundo. More money, more it. The higher the corporate ladder, pilit mong inaabot yung it na yon. Nagugulat ka naman, pag malapit ka na, tumaakit pa rin siya. And then, pagka layo na, i-encourage ka pa. Sabi, just do it. Kaya mo yan. Just do it. Kung ikaw si Flavier ka, just do it. And here you are, ang tanda mo na, hindi mo pa rin malaman, malapit na kaya ako sa it? Or bulaga? Di ba? Nasa na ba ako sa it? Yung Pia kasi nandito eh. Kaya nagugulo ko eh, okay? Saan ka ba? Nasaan yung, nasaan ka na sa it? Kung di na lang, isang it na lang. Who will tell you, come on, isa na lang posisyon, maging CEO ka, malapit ka na sa it. Isang kotse na lang, malapit ka na sa it. Dalawang kondo na lang, it ka na, konti na lang. I'm a friend, hanggang ngayon, pinupuntirya pa rin yung bakanting lote sa tapat nila. Ang nabili na lang bakanting lote sa village nila, walo na. Sabi ko, aling may maraming bakanting lote. Pag nilibing ka, nasa ano ka lang naman. Ano tawag doon? Jar. Inaalam pa niya, sino may ari niyan? Sino bibiling ko yan? Sabi ko, who define, ano, pag naging vice mayor ka, naging congresswoman ka, naging senator, who will say, I'm happy for you? You reached the it. And people will do bad things for that it. They will take bribe. They will bribe people just to reach that very elusive it. In Exodus 23, sa mga nagbabribe dito, don't take bribes. Bribes blind perfectly good eyes. And bribes twist the speech of good people. You have a good eye, take a bribe, you have now bad eye. And here we are, whatever it takes to reach that it. Parang akyat ka ng akyat, akyat ka ng akyat, only to find out that the ladder is leaning on the wrong wall. What do you do? Akyat ka ng akyat, next na lang, isang ano na lang, isang position na lang, isang ano na lang, isang condo na lang, and only to find out when you're up there, there's no one there. You've sacrificed relationship at the altar of success. Some of you are so good outside, pero wala kang kwenta sa pamilya mo. Pag akyat mo, there's no one there. Wala yung misis mo ron. Iniwanan mo, nagsusumba sa baba. Naging show tayo, nagsusumba instructor. Dahil ikaw, puro katrabaho. Uwi ka ng uwi ng trabaho sa bahay. Pag akyat mo ron, wala yung mga anak ko rito ah. Wala. But it's, swerte ka na. Huwag swerte, malas yun. Bless ka na kung makarating ka sa taas and you'll realize. Eh, what if most of us will never reach that top? Most of us will die. Leaning on the wrong wall, akyat ka na akyat, nasa gitna ka palang, inatake ka sa puso. And sabi ni Stephen Covey, if the ladder is not leaning against the right wall, every step we take just gets us to the wrong place faster. And you'll have so many regrets. Only to find out, oh my God. Hindi pala will ni Lord, 30 taon ako rito sa Saudi. At yung misis ko, ng lalaki, yung anak ko naging adik, nabuntis yung isa kong anak, may 3 kaming kondo, walang gustong tumira. Wow. Oh my gosh. I've been fooled na maging COO ko, I'll be the most handsome guy sa pamilya namin. I've been fooled. So some people will go all, parang they will go all, ano parang all out just to get that elusive it. Some women slept with their bosses. In America, 15% slept with their bosses and 37 of them got promoted for it. Now, here's a question. Look up here. Kailan mo masasabing mayaman ka na? This is not a trick question. When will you say, I'm rich? Ah, mas maganda akong kwento. Tanong. How much ang monthly earning you need para masabi mong, this is enough. When will you say na, I'm good, okay na to? In fact, look up here. Some of you are earning 3 times now compared 5 years ago. And 5 years ago, sasabihin mo, ako magkakasweldo ng 50,000. Kung may 50,000 ako, pwede na ako mamatay. And here you are, 50 mil ng sweldo mo. Galing ka sa ano, geologs ka nung araw, ha? Niwala kang kinakain. Ano, nagdidildil ka ng asin, pare. Inaagawan mo yung pusa nyo, okay? From geologs sa taga, wala kang makain, eto kasi 50 mil, and you still find yourself, I'm not satisfied. I have the answer here. Look up here. Kasi pare-pareho na naman tayo. When will you say, anong sagot mo, how much more? Para masabi mo, I can say, enough. I'll tell you. Look up at the screen. Ito ang sagot. Nating lahat. Para tayo lahat masatisfy. just a little bit more. It's not gonna happen. You know the word greed? Alam niyo yung greed? Iba-ibang level lang tayo ng greed. May iba sa inyo, greed 1. Ako, greed 4. Okay, pero iba yung greed. Okay, yung greed. Yung greed na pag-usapan natin, yung greed. Look up here. Greed is very tricky. Right? Look up here. I'm not... Look up there, patawa. Yung greed, compared to other sins, yung greed, hindi mo aaminin. I've been a pastor for quite some time, 9 years. Wala pa akong na-counsel na, Pastor, may problema ko. I'm greedy. Wala. Sexual immorality, kitang-kita. Okay, nang babae ka, kitang-kita mo agad. At tatanggapin mo, Pastor, nagkamali ako. Pumunta ako sa kandungan na iba. Okay, sexual immorality. Pornography, Pastor, mali, nagpo-porno. Kadali aminin at daling makita ng mga kasalanan mo. Unforgiveness, Pastor, hindi ko talaga ma-forgive. Pero wala pa ako nakita, Pastor, i-counsel mo ako. I'm a greedy person. Wala! They always use these words, Pastor, I'm just being cautious. Pastor naman, hindi mo ako greedy. I'm just biting every opportunity. Baka mawala na. Nobody will say, I'm a greedy person. And that's the danger right there. Kita mo sa iba, except sa'yo. And there will never, ever be enough for you. It's not an issue of the wallet. It's a heart issue. You will never say, Pastor, I'm satisfied and content. Apart from having Christ, it will never come to that. Ecclesiastes 5, the richest man ever lived. Sabi niya, whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. These two is actually meaningless. If you have a bad eyes, pito na kotse mo, you will always say, kulang pa to. Just one car. Just one unit. Just a little bit more. It's not gonna happen. It's like a mirage. Alam mo yung mirage? Yung basang kalya na panitadrive ka sa probinsya. Hindi mo maabutan yun. Nagtataka ka, bakit hindi ko abutan yun? Basang kalya. Hindi. Reflection lang yun, iho. You will never reach it. You will die. At nandun ka, nakahiga ka sa naghihingalo ka. Nandiyan yung anak mo, nandiyan pamangkin mo, nandiyan yung tito. Tapos ikaw, ba't nandito kayong lahat? Sino bantay sa hardware? Yung pang concern mo, sino bantay sa hardware? Mamamatay ka na. Yung pa concern mo. Guys, how about good eyes? Ano yung good eyes? Kasi, again, perspective matters. Kung ang, ano mo, bad eye, lahat na nakikita mo, can I have my shades? Lahat ng makikita mo, if I'm wearing these shades, no? Ganda, di ba, Lady Gaga Peg? If I'm wearing these shades, lahat nakikita ko gold. Lahat, ikaw yung ngipin mo, gold, lahat gold, okay? So, regardless, kahit ano i-offer mo sa akin, all I can see is money. Every decision I'm gonna make, pera. Yung mapapangasawa na anak ko, ayoko sa iyo, hindi ka mayaman, ito ang mapangasawa mo. Lahat ng aking, the factors na kinukonsider ko, pera. Kakaibiganin ko ba ito? May-involve ba kita sa networking ko? Manda-downline ba kita? Ayoko na maging kaibigan. Lahat! Whatever you consume, money, time, talent, treasure, everything, ang deciding factor mo, kikita ba ako dyan? Ang lagi mong tanong, paano naman si Eddie? Sinong Eddie? Eddie ako. Okay, so, para akong ganon. Lagi lang kausap mo. O, paano yung Korean? Sino Korean? Magkano Korean? Di ba? Lahat, mukha kang pera na. Right? Because you're using a lens. It's hard. Kasi pag sinuot ko to, lahat na nakikita ko sa inyo, gold. So, parang minsan may makikita kang tao, bakit ganyan siya mag-isip? Bakit mukha siya pera? Bakit? Yung lens niya, ginagamit niya, gold. Hindi mo siya masisisi. Ganun ang wiring niya because yung perspective niya, it's all about how, what can I get from this person? Mga ikipagkaibigan yun, ang tanong lagi, what can I get from you? Ang hirap makapag-asawa ng ganyan tao. Kasi ang goal lang niya, to get. And mapapakounsel yung wife or yung husband, sasabihin lang sa amin, I have nothing left to give. Yung asawa ko na yan, lahat na, pinag-resign niya ako sa trabaho. Sinabi niya, maganito, gusto niya ng motor, gusto niya ng kotse. Lahat na, Pastor, binigay ko dyan, I have nothing left to give. Sasabihin naman lalaki, hindi naman ganyan. Maganda ibang asawa, makikipaghiwalay ulit. Makakapitong asawa yung lalaki na yon. Ang common denominator, siya. Perspective. Now, if you have a good eyes, ito ang mga perspective ng good eyes. Do what's right, not what's easy. When you work, when you think of things, you do not accept bribe. you do things righteously. Maayos ang paghawak mo ng pera, and for the next 2 weeks, that's what we're going to talk about. You're going to do what's right. That's what everybody's doing. Look up here. It doesn't mean everybody's doing it. It's right. If you have a good eye, wala kang utang. Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. Ang utang na loob ko lang sa'yo, yung minahal mo ko, yun lang habang buhay kong babayaran, mamahalin kita, tutulong din ako sa iba para magmahal. I'm not saying, we're not talking about business debt here or housing debt. I'm talking about yung may utang ka, ayaw mo magbayad. Yung leader ko nun, sabi sa akin, Jeff, pag may utang ka, wala kang karapatang manood ng sine. Kasi kunyari, may utang ka sa tao, yung pinanood mong sine, dapat ibinayad mo sa kanya. Ang hirap nun, di ba, may utang ka, tapos may dala ka na Big Mac, may dala ka pang ano, yung ano yun, yung lalola, ang dami mo, tapos nakita, may tao may utang sa'yo, may utang ka. Tapos yung parang dedeadmahin mo, yung mga 10 seconds na tinginan lang. Tapos magtatanungan kayo, kumusta na yung ganito? Pero alam mo, yung utang ang gusto niyang tanungin. Ikaw naman, okay naman. Tapos lumalayo-layo ka dahil ang tayo mo pinamili, may utang ka dun eh. Tapos gusto mo matunaw. Tapos ang dami niyong pinag-uusapan, pero alam mo, yung utang na gusto na niyang pumunta sa utang mo, kailan ka magbabayad? Nagunaw naman dun, hindi ka pabayad. Patapos na ang probinsyano, magbayad ka na. Diyos ko, makikita na si Carto. Oh, nakayang mga bendeta na yan, oh, ang kulit. No debt remain outstanding. A good eye, magbayad ka ng utang mo. Huwag ka na ulit kumuha ng utang na personal. If you're doing business, great. At umano, great. But I'm just saying, saan mo ba dinadali resources mo? Pag may utang ka sa isang tao na individual, magbayad ka. Here are some verses which we don't have time to go to. If you talk about money, wealth, and blessing, a wise man saves for the future. Alam mo ba why you need to save? Because Jesus saves. Okay, so, kailangan mag-save. Mga mautang. Hindi na gets na naman yung kasa kaliwa. Mga dayo to, okay? Kailangan mag-save for the future. Waldas ka ng waldas. Okay, money little by little grows. Huwag kang umasa sa loto. Magtanim ka. God has given you the ability. Magtrabaho ka. Huwag kang tamad. The Bible says, huwag pakainin ng tamad. God has given you the ability to produce wealth. The blessing of the Lord brings wealth. Alright? May mga kakilala ba kayo, hindi ma-enjoy yung pera? May mga ang yaman, pero walang makain. Puro kinakain, puro damo. Yung kung ano, gulay, tapos mga walang lasa, lasang kahoy, di ba? Kasi ikaw naman, mahirap lang, babe, kahit ano, pwede na akong kainin. Hindi ma-enjoy. Tayo ma-enjoy natin, okay? But I believe God will heal you. Okay, mamaya, pagka-pray natin yan. Pursue righteousness, all hard work leads. Guys, God wants you blessed. God, ang mindset ng mga Pilipino, pag mahirap, mas malapit kay Lord. Saan niyo nakuha yun? Wala sa Bible yun. Ang gusto ni God kay Abraham, yumaman, tama? Pinag-usapan natin yan. So mayroon lang tayong mentality, pag mahirap, mas malapit kay Lord. Piousness is next to poverty. Ha? Saan mo nakita yun? Pagka-pious ka, mahirap ka. Mahirap intindihin yun, ha? So, maging generous ka. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Magbigay ka kay Lord. And you know, the righteous eats to their heart's content. Magsasawa ka sa mga kakainin mo. Sow generously and reap generously. Be content with your pay. Huwag ka mag-compare sa ibang tao. Guys, perspective matters. Your outlook determines outcome. Ano yung pananaw mo determines kakalabasan ng buhay mo. Bad eye versus good eye. And that's why it's important. Anong eye ang ginagamit mo? Anong lens ginagamit mo when it comes to your priorities? Ano yung kinukonsidera mo lagi? At tatanggapin ko ito, trabaho na to kasi mas malaking sweldo. Pero kakaregular mo lang dito, mas mataas lang ng 500, lilipat ka, cheap mo naman. Nag-invest sa'yo yung kumpanya na sang katutak na trainings. Pinadala ka sa abroad and all. Tapos halagang 500 mas mataas, lilipat ka. Wow! Nakikita ba natin minsan, ano yung deciding factor mo when you decide on things? Is it about all the money? So I just presented to you 2 proposals where to invest. And then that is driven by a powerful force called perspective. But then hindi mo masisi sarili mo rin. Dahil yung perspective, may driving force din yan. Who are you pursuing? Two pursuits ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon as we end. Sabi dito, no one can serve two masters. Okay? For either he will hate the one and love the other. Totoo naman yan. He will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and Satan. Yung may nakalagay doon? Hindi, mali yung verse ko ng Bible. Okay, ayan, ayan. It's God and money. Pastor, bakit money ang kalaban ni God? Di ba kalaban ni God? The devil, Lucifer, yung, yung pinadala ni Lord sa akin, yung mga ganun, di ba? Di ba, pastor, kalaban ni God, yung mga spiritual, whatever. Hindi, pera. Yung love for money. You see, mammon, yun yung ibang verse na ginamit, mammon is a spirit. The love for money, yan ang kalaban ni God madalas sa atin. Hindi si Satan. If you look at Judas, his love for money, yun na nagpursu sa kanyang ipagkanulo si Jesus Christ. So but what this verse is saying, no one can serve two masters. It's impossible to serve two masters. You can serve, but you can only have one master. The word master means you will be under his subjugation. Ikaw mag-subjugate ka, ikaw magiging alipin. When you say serve, it means to be under the rulership, utmost rulership talaga. And it says here, or sabi, either maasar ka sa isa, or mamahalin mo isa. Ang hirap diba sa kumpanya pag dalawa may ari? Yung isa pwede, yung isa hindi. Yung isa pwede mag-uniform, isa pwede naman na casual lang. Ang hirap pag dalawa amo, two-headed monster yon. And then, this a pursuit requires a single-minded loyalty. It's either God or money, but you cannot have both. And then, when it says no one can serve, it's a spirit. Some of us, pastor, hindi ka naman sinaserve ang pera, but really, we worship. Some of you know people like this. They were totally so identified with their career, with the last name on their calling cards, they draw their worth and value based on the amount na kinikita nila. And that's saddening because when the time comes, either you have so much money and then you realize, oh my gosh, it's empty. I have all the money in the world, pero hindi ako masaya. I mean, look at Jack Ma, look at those people who were so filthy rich and said, I'm no longer happy being so rich. Wow. So either dumating ka, which is baka hindi ka naman dumating doon because nga it's an insatiable desire. O baka naman, mamamatay ka, pursue, and akala mo, just a little bit more. Kaya Jeff, ang hirap mag-invest sa heaven, Jeff, because ang dami kong concern sa mundo. Well, that's just the way it is. If you pursue mammon or money, the lens you're using will be your bad eye and you will pursue earthly treasure. Because you're saying, Jeff, para kasing lugi ako. Parang lugi naman ako, Jeff. Parang hindi ko ma-enjoy yung buhay. Wow. Sino rito totoo kang Christian na naglilingkod sa Diyos at sabihin mo, hindi ako lugi. Hindi ka lugi, right? Ah, wala ako lang. Okay. Mali yata yung tanong ko, okay? Sino rito kahit ano yung tanong ko, hindi ka magtataas ng kamay. Wala lang. Basa kilikili mo, whatever. Have you ever thought of that? Parang lugi naman ako, Jeff. Parang mag-invest ako sa kingdom ni God, susuport ako sa mga kung sino-sino missionary. Jeff, parang lugi naman ako, wala pa nga akong shoes. Here's what the Bible says. Seek first His kingdom, verse 33. This is the ending of this parable sermon on the Mount of Jesus. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Look at the word. And all. Kumbaga, sinasabi, do this first and then you're gonna have this. Tayo naman, no, I want all of this first and then I'll seek God, baliktad si God. Some of you have a challenge because, sabi mo, Jeff, ang hirap i-pursue ni God. I have so much concern. Tuition ng anak ko, yung bayarin namin, ang dami mong kinuhang mga kung ano-ano, katapusan ng buwan, takot-takot ka pag darating siya. So parang, ang hirap, Jeff. But what this verse is simply saying, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Honor Him first. Love Him. And then your love for the world will dissipate. Because ang nangyayari, dalawa yung master mo, sisimba ka pag Linggo, pero pag Lunes, balik ka na naman sa mundo, and you're gonna do this earthly thing, magdadaya ka sa tax mo and all, and then magta-tights ka pag Linggo, pabawi. Hirap na hirap ka kasi namamangka kasi dalawang ilog, hindi mo alam. Baka merong, meron naman tayong love the city. Ay, magtutulate ako niya. Ako, isang katutak na spaghetti, lalagay ko dyan. Praise God, hallelujah, kaya. And then, mahirapan ka na naman dahil nandadaya ka dito, andayin mo mga lulong-kalukuan, may bribe ka and all. Parang gulong-gulo ka na. Alam mo, pag sinabi ko itigil mo yung mga kalokohan mo, it's not gonna work. It's a change of affection. That's what needed here. Change of affection. Pag nabago yung pinupursu mo, everything else follows. Remember the story? Yung bata na ayaw maligo, mapasok, ayaw niya maligo, and then yung mga magulang niya, pinipilit siya maligo, once a week, nakakaligo, and then all of a sudden, nagka-classmate na maganda, grade 3 sila noon, tapos crush niya, tapos ang linis-linis ng girl, diba, naka-ponytail, cute-cute, eh siya, andungis, di ba? O una nyo, anong the following day, anong una niyang ginawa? Alas stress pa lang, naligo na. Tay, maliligo ako. Why? Nothing's changed. Hindi nagulat ng mga magulang, hindi na kailangan utusan. Change of affection drives his perspective. And today, some of you here, you've been, parang hirap-hirap ako, Jeff. Gusto kong yumaman, pero gusto ko naman tumulong sa missionary. Pero gusto ko rin naman, dito ako yayaman, Jeff. Pikit mo lang yung mata mo, Lord. Isang jackpot lang to, Lord. Papatayo kita ng church, Lord. Pero Lord, pikit mo lang yung mata mo pag nandaya ako rin sa custom, Lord. Hirap na hirap sa'yo si Lord. Kasi una-una hindi niya kaya ipikit yung mata niya. And here you are, you're torn, you're a Christian, and you don't know your priorities, isn't it? Because the key is a change of affection. Love God first, seek Him first, and everything will just follow. Huwag mong labanan yung mga dapat mong hindi gawin. Hindi mo kaya yung pre. Hindi mo kaya. You don't have enough strength to do that. Once you fall in love with God, you pursue Him, eventually, you're gonna wear a different perspective. Eventually, you're gonna invest in the kingdom. And eventually, you will know, wow, this is all that matters. Let's all stand as I end. In Revelation 22:12, I want you to see this. Sabi ni Jesus, look, I am coming soon. Wow. At yung pagbabalik ni Jesus, sabi niya, my reward is with me. Wow, I love that. Yung earthly investment, no guarantee. This one, guaranteed. Una-una, si Jesus nagsabi niyan, so mangyayari yan. Sabi, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. You know what? Huwag mo nang makuha lahat ng reward dito sa lupa. Hindi ka nakakuha ng reward, best employee, best actress, naging congressman, senador. Huwag mo nang makuha yung lahat ng reward dito, earthly reward. Pero ito, makuha mo, no-brainer. I'd rather long for this. This is eternal reward. And this is a reward given by the God Himself, Jesus Christ. But then again, yung reward na yun are only for those who did something right, who invested in the kingdom, who uses the right perspective, the right lens, good eyes, and to pursue Him. That's why I want you to focus your attention in the future. Would you trade something that you want most for what you want now? Because here's what we want most. We want the reward from God, right? But don't ever trade what you want the most to what you want now. And hopefully we'll have that perspective. Let's bow down our heads. Some of you need to repent before God today. You've invested on the wrong investment. I'm not talking about finances lang. Your time, your talent, your treasure. Alam mo na kung alam to ng pastor ko, kung alam to ng small group leader ko, ako hindi papayag yun. Pero si God nakikita ka naman, even the intentions of your heart. So today, we're just gonna pray. And we're just gonna repent before God. Lahat naman tayo, one way or the other, we have invested on the wrong investment. But I just want to challenge you today. Let us pursue God first. Seek Him first and His kingdom and His righteousness. That relationship that God has given you, boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, pursue God. That relationship sa amo mo between employee and employer, pursue God. Whatever your position in life today, pursue God first. And He will direct us, and He will guide us, and eventually He'll give the desires of our heart. If that's you, you have something to repent of, mali ang pag gamit mo ng resources that God's given you, can you just raise your hand? Come on, this is the right time to be renewed. Lahat naman tayo. I don't know, maybe some of you nahiya lang, but nevertheless, God wants to reveal Himself to you. Lord, you see these hands, Lord God. Lord, minsan nadadala kami ng mundo na to. We are pursuing that it. Very elusive. Very blurred. It's not defined. The world defines it, but it's a moving target. Kaya Panginoon, we ask today, we've invested on the wrong investment, Lord God, in the wrong place. Right now, Lord God, as we raise our hands, we are committing our lives to you, knowing that everything comes from you, knowing that just merely steward, Lord God, we want to recommit, Lord God, our priorities to you. Mali, Panginoon, ang aming naging priorities. Mali, how we handle our families. Medyo may mali, Lord God, how we handle our relationships. And most especially, Lord, how we handle our finances. But Lord, today, we repent. Teach us, Lord God, to spend in the right way. Teach us, Lord God, to dispense our time and resources in the right way. Help us, Lord God, to see you in everything that we do for your glory. In Jesus' name, put down your hands. And then for the rest of us, we just pray, Lord God, this is a hard teaching, Lord. Kasi, Lord, we are flooded with material things, material wealth. We are flooded with a lot of concerns. But Lord, help each and every one of us to seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness. And eventually, we're going to experience your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen.